Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. Five women are bringing a discrimination suit against the national restaurant chain McCormick & Schmick's. The women say they were subjected to humiliation and sexual harassment at the chain's location at Faneuil Hall in Boston. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
During the summer of 2015, Gladys Fuentes was working as a prep cook at McCormick & Schmick's. She says an executive chef grabbed his crotch with both hands, then came up behind her and rubbed his hands over her face. As he walked away, Fuentes says he asked her, "You don't want more hours?" She said no. That's according to a complaint filed in Superior Court this morning by Fuentes and four other Latina women. They say they were sexually harassed and groped on multiple occasions by male employees at McCormick & Schmick's, and the company never took the proper steps in response. Fuentes lives in East Boston and worked at McCormick & Schmick's from 2015 until this year.
We spoke to a manager. We met with him and told him what was happening. And even after that, it did not stop. The sexual harassment continued.
McCormick & Schmick's did not immediately respond to a request for comment. But according to the lawsuit, the company vehemently denies that the conduct of the three male employees involved constitutes sexual harassment. The complaint does indicate that a dishwasher involved was fired for, quote, unprofessional behavior. Sophia Hall of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights and Economic Justice is representing the women. At a time of a nationwide reckoning of sexual harassment and workplace power dynamics, Hall says the voices of low-wage workers must also be heard.
They're coming forward today because sexual harassment is not just prevalent in white-collar societies or white-collar industries. But these women are particularly vulnerable, but have chosen to stand up.
The women are suing for discrimination and are seeking damages. Fabiana Santos worked at McCormick & Schmick's for 13 years, ending in 2015. Santos says the harassment made her feel so dirty that when she went home, she didn't even want her children to touch her. The women want their case to be a precedent for other women to come forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.